Hi, friends. I missed you. I say this every damn episode. I'm so happy to be recording. Today, we are doing a more chill episode. There's not one specific topic that we're talking about. But we're going to be doing a little bit of advice. So if you don't know, I have a Google form thing that you can always at any time submit anonymous advice to. Or not anonymous advice, but you can submit a topic or a question or something that you have that you need advice on. And I don't see your name. I don't see your email. I don't see anything besides whatever you submit. And I try my best at the end of each episode to answer at least one. But today's episode is all about that. So I'm going to be giving you my advice. We're going to call this Allison's Advice. I don't know if you guys know who Leo Skeppy is, but he does a segment on his podcast called What Would Leo Do? And I love him with my whole heart. He feels like the friend that I need because I'm the type of person who I give tough love to people. I wouldn't even say that. I just tell people the truth, and I think that can come off as tough love sometimes because I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to tell you what the truth is. I'm not going to be a bitch, but I'm going to tell you the truth. And Leo very much gives me that energy. Like, he will not lie to you to preserve your feelings. And I need that kind of person in my life. So I really love listening to his podcast. And I hope I can be that for some of you. Because we have enough people in our lives that lie to us. I'm not going to do that for you, babe. I'm sorry, but also no, I'm not. I'm going to tell you the truth. I might hurt your feelings, but you'll be okay after. It'll be it's what's best for you. So I pulled a couple of different submissions that you guys said. We're going to dive into them. But first, I just wanted to say, hey, I feel like I haven't really just sat and chatted with you in a minute. I've sort of been, I don't want to say switching up the style of my podcast, but I feel like I need to stop bouncing my damn leg. I always forget that I like sit with my arms on the table and I bounce my legs and the camera just bounces the whole time. But I feel like the past couple of episodes since I've gotten back from Europe, I've just sort of dove right into the topic that we were talking about that week. And I haven't really caught up with you guys. And I miss you. I feel really good. I'm doing really good. Thank you to everyone who's been reaching out to me, seeing how I'm doing since getting back from Europe. A lot of you have been asking what the hell I'm doing with my life. I'm moving in 3 days. It's not going to be a Florida repeat for a couple of reasons. One, I just got it's like a 2.5 month sublease in the city that I'm moving to. I've never been there. I have a lot of friends there though. That's what's different as well. When I moved to Florida, I didn't know anybody there. So I felt very lonely and it was just very scary because I was moving to this new city and I knew absolutely nobody and I was stuck in a 13-month lease and I hated where I was living and I just didn't feel like I belonged there, but I felt stuck. So even if I get there and I absolutely hate it, I'm only there for 2.5 months, so I'm going to enjoy it. But also when I was in Europe, I think traveling to Europe really, I mean, obviously it taught me so much about myself and I keep saying I'm going to do a whole Europe episode. If you really want that, let me know. I would love to talk to you about what I learned in Europe. I just feel like nobody cares, but it is relevant to this topic. You probably know if you've listened to this podcast for a while or if you've watched my content for a while, I move around a lot because I think I just have this fear that I'm missing out on something that I would enjoy more. So, and I've always wanted to travel and see the world. So I never allowed myself to stay in one place because I was like, I have to see everything. I can't stay here. But traveling to Europe and, you know, going so many places and seeing so many things made me realize I am really ready to settle down somewhere. I miss having community. I want to like have a solid group of friends that I don't have to like prepare myself to leave and then be long distance friends and inevitably grow apart from. And, you know, because even if I stay in contact with my friends, it's never the same as when you live near them, obviously. And, you know, I think I moved around so much. Also, I say, you know, way too much. Sorry. I try to cut it out these days because I'm all at the end of every sentence. I say, you know, I think I was moving around so much. Yes, because I love it and I love to travel and I wanted to see so many things. But I was running away from everything I was afraid of. I was running away from commitment. I had a big fear of commitment to anything. I was afraid of committing to a place. I was afraid of committing to people, to a person. So working through that. That's one thing I really worked through in Europe was my fear surrounding relationships. So that was interesting. And I'm going to do a whole episode where I talk about what I've learned there because I have grown so much. And I already have a few dates set up for when I get to where I'm moving because I am like, girl, put yourself fucking out there. I deserve to receive love. Hello. Hello. How fucking low. And I'm not going to find what I want if I shell myself up in a hole the whole time. So I'm excited for that. I'm doing really good mentally. I've been back from Europe for about a month now. I got back on April 9th and I'm leaving here on May 9th. So I would have been in Pennsylvania for a whole month. It's been really nice being back in Pennsylvania. I've grown so much appreciation for my hometown. That is one thing I want to say. There really truly is so much value in leaving your hometown. And even if you think you want to live in your hometown for the rest of your life, I really recommend leaving at least once. Leave your hometown at least once, even if it's only to discover and really affirm to yourself that I want to stay there. You know, go live somewhere else for maybe only a month. Travel the world, see different places, even if it's only for you to confirm in your head, I want to live in my hometown for the rest of your life. Because maybe you'll discover, I don't want to live here. There's so much more to the world and I would have never known if I didn't leave. There are so many experiences you will experience. There are so many people you'll meet. There's so much to life outside of your hometown. And I think it's important for everyone to leave once, even if you want to stay there forever. Because a lot of people who think they want to stay there forever leave and realize they don't. And a lot of people who think they want to get the fuck out of there and never want to come back leave and realize they miss their hometown. So regardless, leaving is important to finding yourself. I can't stand behind that anymore. Even if it's only for a few months, please leave your hometown and just see what the world has to offer you, because I promise you, you are seeing about one billionth of the world right now. So go out there, check it out, because I've really grown such an appreciation for Pennsylvania. And it's really interesting because a few of my friends who are also from my hometown, they've moved, but only to like an hour and a half away in a city, in a bigger city here. And they hate it. They hate Pennsylvania still. And it's so interesting, like having conversations with them, because I used to have that mindset. I hated Pennsylvania. But as I started to live in different states, and especially once I started to travel outside of the country, I have grown to appreciate the state that I'm from so much. Anyways, let's move into the advice because I don't know what the fuck else to say. Okay, so this is a long one. I tried to like, also if you submitted these, first of all, thank you. Second of all, I tried to like condense them down because some of you submitted like millions of paragraphs, which is fine. Love you for that. I read through them all, but just a bit too much to read. So I moved to Berlin in 2021 and started living together with a guy who very quickly became my safe space in the city. It was just platonic and we spent a lot of time together. Now we both moved into different apartments, and since there's been no contact at all, basically. We're in a bigger friend group and he doesn't really answer messages from the group chat. I tried to arrange meeting up several times as a group and just us two together, but he never has time and our schedules are very different, even though I planned these events like 3 weeks in advance. He only texts me spontaneously when he's already meeting with other people. I don't think he noticed yet that we haven't met in like 3 months and that his behavior really hurts me and that makes it worse. So now I need help how to deal with this situation. I think I should text him to clear this up, but I don't know what to write. So I'm going to say this right now. And once again, we're going back to the tough love thing. I'm going to give you some tough truth because I think you need it. And this is going to hurt a little bit. And anyone who's in a situation ever with a guy who's just like not reaching out, it doesn't have to be a guy. If you're in a situation where you're wanting to see someone and you're trying to make plans with them and they aren't trying to make plans with you, they aren't prioritizing your time, they just like aren't seeing you and they're hurting your feelings, this is going to hurt, okay? But you need to hear it. They don't care. They don't care enough. You aren't a priority to them and they don't want to see you. Maybe if they saw you out in public, it'd be like, oh, good to see you. But someone who wants to be around you and someone who wants you in their life and someone who genuinely, like, I don't want to say likes you, but if you're interested in this man beyond platonically, or even if you're not, if it's just a friend, if they cared enough to see you, they would make plans. They would make time regardless of how busy your schedules are, because you also have a busy schedule, but you're willing to make it work to see him. I have a very busy schedule, but there are people in my life who I will make time for. If someone is important enough to you, you make time for them, right? So why are you making excuses for him? If you were important enough to him, he would make time for you, but he's not. Because he doesn't want to. And that hurts to hear, but it's going to help you move on. And you can text him if you want to. just say, hey, like, I've been noticing you've been distant lately. What's up? Do you need to talk about something? I hope you're doing well. But the ball has been in his court and he's showing you he's throwing the ball away. So value yourself. Know you are, like, so fun to be around. But also reflect, like, make sure you didn't do anything wrong. I'm assuming you didn't. But, like, obviously, I don't want to just... I only know what I've been given. Sometimes people do things wrong, and you may have done something to upset him. I'm not saying you did, but that is just something to reflect on, because sometimes we can be oblivious to our own faults and shortcomings. So I always do just want to say that. Like, make sure you're self-aware in the situation to know if you did something wrong. But if you didn't, and it's just, like, out of nowhere, you guys moved out and suddenly he's not reaching out to you, maybe you guys were only close due to the actual closeness and proximity, you know? That happens a lot, where people will only prioritize you or only hang out with you or only, you know, give you the time of day because you're close to them, because it's easy. Don't do that. You deserve people who want to be around you simply because they want to be around you, not just because they're going to be around you because it's easy and because you're close to them and distance wise. Like, I don't care if I live across the country from you. If I care about you, I'm going to really, like, try to come out and see you, you know? If someone really wants to be around you, they will be around you. And a lot of times people are only close because they're actually close distance wise. For example, high school. How many times have you been friends with people just because you had a class with them, and then when you don't have classes with them, you don't talk to them anymore? Maybe this was just a situation where, like, you guys just lived together and therefore you were close. But you deserve someone who, regardless of how close you are, they still want to be around you. So you can text them if you want, but also, if I were in your situation, I wouldn't. Because you deserve someone who wants to be around you. If you want to preserve the friendship and you really do care about him, then reach out to him and just say, like, hey, miss you. What's been going on? Like, I've been noticing you've been distant lately. I'd love to catch up. And see what he says and then go from there. But, like, don't continue to reach out and don't continue to put out your hand for someone who won't even take your hand back, let alone reach theirs out to you. Next. I'm a fellow ADHD person and have struggled with career direction since I can remember. I know what my interests are and what I enjoy doing. I'm a very creative person, but I have such a hard time knowing how to apply these things to my career. My background's in product development, but the thought of going back into that gives me anxiety and guilt. Do you have any advice on how to pick a direction and tackle the anxiety of jobs, especially if it's a new career direction? I'm scared if I pick a new career and I don't like it, it'd be a waste of time. Let me say this, nothing is wasted time, especially with jobs and careers. My biggest piece of advice is to try everything. Just, like, go on Indeed and start scrolling through things. First, figure out, like, do you want to be remote? Do you want to work in person? Do you want to have a hybrid schedule? Figure out what kind of schedule would feel good to you, because especially since, like, getting out of America, I realize Americans live to work, and every other part of the world works so they can live. So make sure whatever job you're going into aligns with the life you want to live. You know, it supports the life you want to live. So figure out what type of schedule you want, what kind of hours you want, what kind of money you want to make, and then start looking into jobs that do things that spike your interest that also align with the life that you want to live and support the life that you want to live. So then just start applying for jobs. And I would only apply to things that, like, pique your interest, you know, because there are plenty of jobs out there. Like, the opportunities are truly endless. Just start, like, searching up keywords on Indeed. You'd be very surprised. If you really like art, maybe try to start selling your paintings. But just try a bunch of different things. There's no waste of time, because with trying different jobs, you are learning about yourself, and there's nothing wasteful about learning more about yourself and getting new information. America puts so much pressure on us to, you know, be super career driven and to have one career for the rest of our lives, and you have to be so deep in your career and hustle culture. It's like, change your career a million times if you want to. Who fucking cares? Who cares? As long as you're making money to support yourself and living the life you want to live, who cares? It's not that deep. You just gotta make money. We work so much of our lives. The least you can do for yourself is make sure you're doing a job that you enjoy. Because otherwise, what the hell is the point? What's the point? So if you start something and you're there for a month and you're like, I really don't like this, leave. keep trying different jobs until you figure out what you like. I am very lucky that I did this at a very young age. I would quit jobs in a heartbeat if I knew I didn't like it. Why would I stay somewhere I don't like? Why would I put myself into a situation that makes me uncomfortable and be somewhere I don't want to be? I'm not going to make myself miserable. You don't have to, right? And that's why I started my own business, because I knew the life I wanted to live. I knew the things I wanted to do, and I just went for it. If at any point I start to hate what I'm doing, I will change. And I've changed many times since I've started my business. I started out as a virtual assistant. Then I started doing, I was like doing everything under the sun, admin work, invoicing for people. I was doing graphic design. I can't even remember, Pinterest management, social media management. I realized I hate that shit. So then I started doing online business management, where I'd help people run the back end of their business, realized I hated that. And then I started doing like content strategy, realizing I didn't want to do that anymore. And now I've simply, all I do for people is video editing and podcast editing and management. That's all I do. And I'm not going to do more because I don't want to, and I don't like it. You can change. And I'm such a firm believer that as long as whatever you are doing is in alignment with what makes you feel good, the universe will support you. You know, I think there are, listen to last week's episode on limiting beliefs. We have so many limiting beliefs surrounding what we are capable of and what we are, you know, deserving of. And this is like getting into spirituality. So if you aren't a spiritual person, just ignore this. But you deserve to have a career that lights you up. And beyond just like the practical tips and advice of what I said of just trying a bunch of different things and going until you find it, ask the universe or God or your spirit guides or whoever or whatever you believe in to support you. And if you don't believe in anything, just like trust yourself to support you and like reaffirm to yourself, I deserve to have a job that lights me up, and I deserve to do something that makes me feel good and that I enjoy. Anyways, I don't even know if that was helpful at all, but truly just try a bunch of different things, and eventually you'll start to learn, like, I really enjoy these tasks. I enjoy this type of workflow. I enjoy working in this type of environment. I enjoy this type of schedule. I enjoy this. I enjoy that. Don't limit yourself. Also, like, don't be opposed to freelance work. Don't be opposed to starting your own business. It takes a lot of work and it's really hard. But if you are not able to find something that you enjoy within the 9-to-5 space or within corporate America or within whatever, consider it at least. But look up YouTube videos and research things that you enjoy, and, you know, just don't stop looking. Get on TikTok and look up different ways I can make money as an artist or whatever. You know, if you're creative, start selling your art on Etsy. Make an Instagram account or make a TikTok account for your art and just start talking about your creative endeavors. Go for it and just start talking about things. In terms of tackling the anxiety of jobs, the more you try things out, the less anxious you get. I used to get anxious for every job interview I had, even if it was for like a 7-Eleven. I never had a job interview for 7-Eleven, but you get the point. Now I get on calls with potential clients and like I don't have any nerves or anxiety at all. I just had a call yesterday. I don't get nervous for that shit anymore at all because I've done it so much. You eventually build your confidence up the more you do things, and also the more you learn about yourself, you'll walk into situations more confident. So just try things. Go for it. Throw yourself in head first and affirm yourself the whole time, like, I'm learning what I like. This is fun. Enjoy the process. Don't make it seem like this grueling task of, oh my God, I'm like searching for my career. Who cares about a career? Just make money to support yourself. You know, that's all that matters. You'll figure it out. I promise you. Someone said, how do I know it wasn't my fault? I'm 25, graduated from high school 6 years ago, moved away from home. Basically, this prompt is just saying, like, I distanced myself, or my high school friends and I grew distant, and I realized I don't remember a lot of my senior year of high school. I felt very hurt at the end. I realized there were times I was uncomfortable with my friends, but I can't figure out why she felt, or they felt left out, acted passively. They felt left out, acted passive aggressively or annoyed, maybe because they weren't treated right, whatever. So basically, this person is saying they don't remember if they did something wrong to make their friends treat them this way. They feel gaslit, but by themselves. Like, they don't know if they did something wrong or if they just grew distant with their friends or whatever. Communicate with them. Especially if you're, like, you're saying you still want to be in their lives. You still want to be friends. This is making you miserable because you feel left out. It drives you crazy. Reach out to them. They have no idea you feel this way, and you're upsetting yourself more because you're probably feeling like they should care and they should reach out. You're also not reaching out to them, and they might feel the same way, you know? I promise you, you are hyping this up in your head to be something so much bigger and so much worse than it is, reach out to them and be like, hey, can we talk? You want to go grab coffee sometime? Or if you don't live near them, be like, hey, let's FaceTime. I'd love to catch up. I want to talk to you about a couple things. And then get on the phone with them or go get coffee with them and be like, can we talk about the senior year? Like, I've been thinking about this so much and I would love to talk about it. And just like ask them what happened from your perspective. This is how I was feeling. I was feeling kind of left out and I honestly don't remember a lot of senior year. What was going on there? Did I do something to upset you, or did we just sort of grow distant because we grew distant? What's going on there? I'd love to figure this out. I really enjoy having you in my life and I'd love to get to the bottom of this. Communicate with people. So many of our issues would be resolved if we just said what the hell we were thinking. Stop getting in your head. Stop making yourself so miserable. Stop gaslighting yourself and reach out to them, because the worst that could happen is they say, yeah, you actually did do something wrong. This upset me. And then what? You take responsibility and be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. Not to make an excuse, I was going through this senior year, like senior high school is fucking hard. I did a lot of stupid shit in high school and I hurt a lot of people in high school. You know, like it's just a part of being a high schooler. You were a teenager. You're not going to be perfect. You're going to mess up. You're going to hurt people. It's inevitable. But if you want to continue a relationship with the people that you knew in high school, you're going to have to communicate about it. The friends that I have now who were my friends in high school, we have had so many uncomfortable conversations about like, hey, you like this happened in high school. It really hurt my feelings. I did not feel like whatever. Just have a conversation with them. Let them know how you're feeling and ask them how they're feeling, how they felt, what happened, to ease your mind. Don't torture yourself. It's not that hard. The answer is right there. You just have to talk. How to end a friendship the right way or the fair way. Okay, I have a whole episode on this. It's called How to Handle Toxic Friends and Life Update. Basically, I go into handling toxic friendships, knowing when to walk away from people, how to end a friendship. So go check that out. Phone addiction advice, please. Even if I get up to go on a walk, I'm bored out of my mind, which is fine, but it only makes me want my phone more afterwards. Ask yourself why you feel the need to be on your phone all the time, but also know it's normal. We live in a society that sort of conditioned us to be on our phone all the time, but the only way you're going to break this habit is by breaking it. It's not going to get easier if you're continuing to stay on your phone. It's going to take some self-control. It's going to take some discipline to put your phone down. Think about changing your lock screen to like have something on it that says, do you really want to go on your phone right now? There's an app that is called One Sec, and basically you download it and then you put it on, or you like attach it or sync it or whatever to the apps that you use the most. So maybe TikTok or Instagram or whatever. And basically whenever you go to open TikTok, it'll show you how many times you've tried to open it that day, and then it'll take you through like a 5-second breathing exercise where it makes you take a deep breath, and then it'll say you've tried to open TikTok 25 times in the last hour. Do you still want to open the app? And most times after that you're like, no, actually. So much of what we do on our phones is completely mindless. I urge you to start living your life and each day more mindful, having more mindfulness in each day. And it's going to start by putting your damn phone down, not just going through the motions. You know, we don't need to just pick up our phone and do something and then realize, why am I doing this? I didn't even want to do this. Be more mindful about your actions. Put a sticky note on top of your phone and be like, do you really want to pick this up right now? And then eventually you'll get into the habit of like not wanting to pick it up as much. Leave it at home when you go on walks. If you're a woman, that can be difficult because it can be dangerous, but like have an Apple Watch with cellular data or whatever. You can call people off of it. Or I would often leave my phone at home last summer when I was living in Boston and just go for a walk somewhere I knew people would be around, you know. Stop playing music all the time. A lot of the times when we're on our phone so much, we're trying to distract ourselves from something, and a lot of the times it's from our own feelings. So sit in silence more. Do things in silence more. Stop playing music all the time. Stop playing podcasts all the time. I'm not saying don't ever do it. So much of my enjoyment comes from listening to music and podcasts, but sit in the silence sometimes. I think you know the answer to this. Like, you just have to stop. It's going to be hard, but you just have to stop and write down a pros and cons list of being on your phone so much. Look at your screen time, get notifications from it that it can like hurt your feelings and be like, bitch, you've been on your phone for 8 hours today. Get it together, you know, and figure out like some things you can replace it with. When you want to go on your phone, maybe go pick up a book instead, or go paint instead, or go for a walk instead. Stop sleeping with it next to your bed. So much of our screen time, like, you're going to set yourself up for success if you put your phone in the other room to charge. And like, if you need an alarm clock, get an alarm clock. So that way you can't roll out of bed and pick your phone up first thing. Even if it's across the room, you're probably going to get up and go get it. Put it in your kitchen. Put it far away from you. That way you aren't tempted to be on it before bed and right when you wake up, because that's setting the tone for the day. Wake up and read the newspaper instead, or wake up and go outside and sit in the sun. Wake up and journal. before bed. I love to read before going to bed because also your phone is not good to be around you. It's like not good for our brains first thing in the morning, right before we go to bed. It's not good for your brains, let alone if you're struggling with being addicted to your phone. So anyways, being content in singleness when you want to be in a relationship, but you know you're not ready. So I have a whole episode on loneliness. Actually, it's not an episode. It's just a YouTube video, I think. So it's on my YouTube channel. It's called How to Deal with Loneliness and Enjoy Being Alone. Go watch that. But also recognize like how selfish that is to get into a relationship with someone when you know you're not ready simply because you're lonely. You would not want someone to do that to you because inevitably you're going to hurt them and you're going to fuck up the relationship. And I'm sorry, but like if you are traumatized and you know you're not ready to be in a relationship because you have things to work through, that is so selfish to put someone else through pain because you just simply don't want to be alone anymore. That's hard to hear, but you need to hear it because as someone who's been hurt by someone who was in a relationship when they shouldn't have been, don't do that. It's not fair. You need to learn to deal with your shit and not make it someone else's problem, because then they're going to be traumatized and they're going to have to heal from the things that you did to them and the pain that you caused them simply because you didn't want to work through your shit and you didn't want to be alone anymore. That was a hard truth and that was really like harsh. I love you. You got this. I know it's difficult and I know being alone can be scary, but it's not fair to traumatize someone else because you're scared. Go watch that YouTube video on loneliness. It's going to make a lot of sense. It's going to help you through this because I know how it can be really hard to be alone. I was also that person who was in a relationship when I wasn't ready. It is very selfish of us, especially when you have this awareness of like, I'm not ready, and then you do it anyways. That's not fair. So go watch that YouTube video. It was from probably October, November, something like that. But it's called Loneliness and How to Enjoy Being Alone or something like that. I think it'll really help you. I went from being terrified to being alone. I never was alone to loving being alone. So I hope that helps you. Anyways, friends, the next time I see you, I'll be in my new apartment. I'm so excited. If you want any anonymous advice, you can click the link in my description of this. Please subscribe on YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe. It really does help me out so much. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, rate this 5 stars. Follow me on Instagram at @TheAllisonLarue. Same with TikTok. And also, if you're listening all the way to the end, a little secret thing. I'm going to announce it fully on the next episode because I know not all of you listen to the end, but I'm opening up one-on-one calls with me. I'm probably going to do 30 minutes and 1 hour where you can just get on a call with me, shoot the shit, and ask for advice, tell me your situations. It's sort of like life coaching. Keep an eye out for that next week. I'm probably going to post the link on my Instagram here shortly. But I love you so much, friends. Thank you for always hanging out with me and listening. If you have any specific topics you want me to talk about, DM them to me or comment them down below. But yeah, I love you, friends. You deserve healthy love. I'll see you next time. Mwah! Bye.